Episode 106, how to get your business profile published. It's not that hard.
Welcome to the PR Playbook Podcast, the only podcast giving you actionable skills and advice you need to execute a strategic PR program. Warning, what you hear next may lead to brand awareness and increased sales and customer exposure. Now here's your host, Ringini Joshua.
Hello and welcome to episode 106. Today we're going to talk about how to get your business profile published. So this is a profile that outlines your company and what you do. Starting to drive brand awareness for your business kind of starts with this like basic framework and layup that we usually start with as well. It just helps drive brand awareness in your local market. It helps you with your investor relations, with recruiting, business development, sales. Having a profile published in the media somewhere is great because you can point somewhere other than your website to show that you are credible, viable, established. So they're really more effective when you look at local media. Like, so business profiles typically start out with your local business journals, the local area newspaper. There's lifestyle publications or magazines that are local, things like that, that you should be able to get profiles into. I'm sure you guys have seen like CEO on the move, businesses that are making waves, things like that. So look at your local newspapers, find out who's writing that business. It's a business editor, business section editor. And typically what they'll probably want you to have before they consider you to have a business profile is usually about 10 employees in that location. You also have to have a headquarters or location. Now, this has become more and more challenging with virtual work environments, but typically you still have like some kind of HQ or landing place. I don't think you have to have nowadays 10 people in an office, but you do have to have like at least 10 employees. So remember that when you're building your business profile, you want to have at least 10 employees and a headquarters where you could say is your home. This will also, of course, business journals are very regional, very, very much so. So they will not go outside of the region. So remember, figure out which kind of area that you're in. Like Boston Business Journal is not going to cover a business in Waltham, or like Los Angeles Business Journal won't cover a business in Orange County. So there's those kind of nuances. Just make sure you know the most close business journal to you before you reach out. Now, if you are also a startup raising money, there's Crunchbase. And Crunchbase, it typically has profiles of all the startups in the industry, across industries. But I will tell you, Crunchbase is a public profile. It's like almost like a Wikipedia of startups. So if you don't fill out your information accurately, someone's going to end up putting it in there at some point, whether it's TechCrunch or whether it's somebody else who just wants to build a profile for your company. So I suggest going in there, making your own edits, putting your own information in there. If you're a business that has raised some funding, put your C-suite in there, bios, headshots, fill it out as much as possible and try to keep tabs on it and keep it up to date because it is a public directory. People can search you there. So Crunchbase, if you're kind of a tech startup, you've already raised some money, I would suggest keeping that updated. Now, also, you can look into vertical markets. So if you're a company that serves the retail industry magazines like Retail Insights, Retail Dive, CRO, things like that, they will also produce and publish business profiles or startup profiles. So look into those to potentially get a profile published as well. Lastly, make sure you have a good overview of your company and business in your About Us section in your own website. I know that sounds obvious, but some people really just don't dive into it very much. Make sure your social media channels are all consistent with that profile on your website. Make sure you have a LinkedIn page. And I am a huge advocate for this because I'm always doing a lot of social media posts that have to be business related for clients of ours. And if they don't have a LinkedIn page, we can't share properly. And this is kind of crucial for business development since LinkedIn has become such a powerhouse for business networking. So make sure you have that separate LinkedIn page for your company. And then of course, your own LinkedIn page, and you can add administrators to that LinkedIn page separately. Another thing that you may want to consider, and this is nothing to do with business profiles, is a little bit separate, one kind of spot removed, but would be entrepreneur profiles that feature your C-suite executive. So if you have some people that are 40, under 40, those publish on an annual basis. Take a look at who's published those, submit your C-suite executives for 40 under 40 if they apply. There's actually also 40 under 40 in local business journals, people on the move when you're doing C-suite changes within your organization. Again, this doesn't just have to be your CEO, but it can also be your CTO or your chief operations officer or anybody else who's C-suite. I would say anything VP level or above is usually a pretty good indicator of some executive that might be able to be featured. And so that just shows that you have a deep bench and that your company is growing and you have some key milestones. So along with those business profiles, you might want to profile some of your spokespeople. And I would, again, consider anybody who's a spokesperson for the company for these particular executive profiles. And you can look at business publications, your local business journal to where they live at this point for those ones. And then also anything maybe online that has to do with your vertical market. So if you're in retail, retail. If you're in sales and marketing, sales and marketing. If you're in robotics, go to the AI magazines or robotics magazines. So I hope this gives you a quick overview. Get your business profile published. It's something very easy to do. It helps your ranking on Google. Make sure your messages are consistent and that you're posting the same thing in multiple places. And also post as many assets as you can. If they ask you for links to photos or logo uploads or things like that, make it as complete as possible. It's kind of like your online resume for your business. So make sure when you're completing these profiles, they're as complete as possible. They're the latest updated messaging. I know we went through a rebrand with a company and I had to go through all the different websites that they were posted in and all the different directories and all the partners they had and update not just the verbiage of how we talked about the company, but also their logo, their tagline. So just make sure to keep those up to date. That helps with brand consistency. It helps with public relations. It helps with credibility, investor relations, everything. These are just kind of like a very small, simple thing that you could do to keep your profile updated. If you are a small retail business or a small business, Facebook is another big place for that. And I'm not as savvy with Facebook because I don't do a lot of small retail, but I know that that's like the biggest marketplace for small businesses, local businesses, and retail. Yelp is another good one where you want to keep your profile updated. I know that I've gone to Yelp before as a user and been frustrated when the phone number was out of date or there wasn't a lot of description about the company or the business owner didn't upload their own photos. So the other thing would be like Google directory listings. I think that's another big one just because of Google ranking and how big Google is with search. So if you ever do decide to do any kind of Google advertising, then you're already kind of set up with your basic business profile. So get those done. This is an easy housekeeping thing for you to touch base with and have your marketing team do or communications team. And it will just help with your visibility. All right. Have a great day and talk to you soon.